go in from, I don't know where I'm coming in from, but I'm coming in. You know, the Rebbe teaches us now that Das, the Rebbe told us a few things about Das. First of all, he told us that Das is Sheyesh Alikim Shalat Ba'aretz. That Moshe Rabbeinu Pasach Lanu Oira Das, and what did he give us? That God controls everything. Hashem is truly everywhere. So we said, we learned, doesn't mean that this is right, that perhaps the Rebbe is telling us that the Das is always the same. The Das never changes. The Das, it's just different levels. That means the Das is that what I see as Elikim, as I see as Teva, is really Hayyavaviyah. There's a controller here. The controller is the Shem Havaya. The Shem Havaya is controlling Elikim. Ata Rezal Das, Ki Hashem Havaya, Hu Elikim. Even though I see Elikim, I only see Teva. And I see that God, yeah, I believe that God made the world and created the world. But nature dictates no. Moshe Rabbeinu gave us the ability, the binoculars, the vision of Das, to be able to see within Elohim that it's really Havaya, that it's really the Eibush that is controlling everything. Ve'ein oid milvad, there's nothing but Him. The more I get to recognize that Hashem is truly everywhere, that's all different levels of depths of understanding of Das, and it's, but the Das is always the same. It never changes. No matter what platform I'm looking, it's really the one thing I'm getting to is Hashem is truly everywhere. Hashem is here, Hashem is there, and Hashem is truly everywhere. That means every time I come to a new Hasaga that Hashem is truly everywhere, I recognize that whatever I understood about Hashem till now is nothing. Correct? So we said, the Rebbe explains this, and he explains this as a makif and a pnim. That this Das always has a Das that's makif, that means a bigger understanding and connection that God controls the world, and a pnim makif. There's always going to be a seichel hamakif, which means the seichel of Das, that I'm not capable of understanding that Hashem is truly everywhere in this place. I only have Hashem is truly everywhere in a shallower place. I don't have the Das, but there is something around me that I know that I don't know. This is very important here. The makif is the place of loineda, the place of I don't know, because I'm incapable of my peanut brain understanding Das on the higher level. The pnim is the place where I internalized God already in that place, and I recognize that Hashem is here, Hashem is there, and Hashem is truly everywhere in this place. So there's always going to be a makif and a pnim. But so long, and this is so important, Mendy, so long as I am attached to the makif, that means I know that I don't know. I know that I don't know. That I know that even what I know was just a revelation of how much I don't know. That means I know that there's a bigger understanding of Yesh Elikim Shalom Ba'aretz than what I understand. Then we're good. Then that's Das. That is Das. Because I have a makif and a pnim, and the makif is shining into the pnim. And as soon as I give it over to someone else, I'm going to get a new makif, and I'm going to evolve, and I'm going to go, and I'm going to grow with my makif and pnim. Oh, that I faket. I'm right now learning about Hashem, and I'm saying to you that I'm about to say Torah about the thing. I don't know where I'm going, but I know there's a part here that I already internalized to a certain degree of what is the Rebbe teaching me about Das. But there's another part that I don't know. That's a seichel hamakif that I'm hoping, be'ezras Hashem yisbarach, that the Eibush is going to help me be masig that makif of Das. But I know it's there. That means I know going into this, I know that I know nothing. No, my avoda is to give over the Das. That's my avoda. My avoda is to learn with Mendy and teach him the Das. That's my avoda. That's my job, my mission. Not just Mendy. Whoever comes in my path, I have to learn with him the Das. If I do, that's my mission. Whoever Hashem sends to me, talk to him with your Shemayim and Das with your Shemayim. That's what you do. When that happens, automatically, I am attached to the makif. Because when I'm learning with you, how am I learning with you? Am I learning with you from a place of I know or I don't know? It's I know that I don't know. It's not I don't know. I know that whatever I'm going to say from the know is only revealing how much I don't know. The know is not I know. The only I here is that I don't know. Not that I know. If it's I, it's don't know. And the no is that I don't know. The I know, what do I know? The I. The ego knows that it knows nothing. because it's incapable of knowing, because we are limited. How could I know God? How could I even know a little bit of God? The only way I can know God is when there is no me. There can't be me in the knowledge of God, in the connection to God. The only way there could be me in the connection to God is when I am serving Him, when I am connected to Him. Am I connecting to God? By giving to you. Why am I giving to you? What makes me want to give to you? Rachmanis. I have to be in this place of Rachmanis, because the only place I can see Rachmanis is in you. I can't see it in myself. But once I give it to you, then you see it in me, and then you're giving it to me. So we're giving it to each other. We become a talmud of each other, and each one of us are getting new makifim and new understanding in God. That's the beauty of this Torah. The Rebbe is teaching you how to connect to God, how to get das. The way you get das is not you. You're not on this world for you. There is no you spiritually, there is no you physically, and there's no you emotionally. Avoid the bechlal, because if you're looking for makifim, it's about you.
Right.
It can't be about you. That's the whole avoid, is to let go of you, give, to have rachmanis. How we said rachmanis means mesiras nefesh. How much are you willing to sacrifice for the other person? That's what its bottom line is. That's what the Rebbe is teaching us here. The Rebbe is teaching you about self-sacrifice, and that the way to get this das is by sacrificing, by having rachmanis, by seeing that what the other person is missing is das. If you were able to look at the shnara that comes in the morning and have rachmanis from him, from the place of das, you don't have to give him money. And he wouldn't even want money from you. He would tell you, you're exempt, because you can give me das. How many times have I had a shnara? I didn't give him a dollar, but I got them to feel, how many times you saw it? Why? Because I couldn't give them money, but I was able to give them das. I felt their pain from a different place, and I was able to give them. And if you asked them at the moment, perhaps they would say it was worth more than all the money that they made there that day. Why? How could that be? They need money. Because no, they don't really need money. They need money because they don't have das. But if you have das, you don't have. We learned this in Torah and Vav. I don't know if you remember. The Ayadei, I forgot the lashon, let me see. The lashon, Bob Parnasa ben Eikel. Remember this? The Rebbe said that if you have das, I just have to read it to you. What's pshat? How could that be? Because the whole reason money is only because there's a chesaron in das. If you're connected to God, there's no chesaron here. Ulefi hagdolas hadas. This is what the Rebbe says. As more das you get, and we're saying das is connection to Yeshalik, Hashem is truly everywhere. Kain haparnosa b'neikum. You get more das, it gets easier. Not harder, easy. You don't have to work. Hashem gives it to you. Kiparnosa b'neikum, toila b'das. And the Rebbe says, b'feirish. K'mai shakosuf, shatu ha'am v'loktu. The Mara says, by the man, that what does it mean? Shatu ha'am. They spread out and they went to get the man. Zog dezer ha'kodesh, shatu is from the Lashon shtusa. The only reason why they had to go out to get it is because they were stupid. Because they were missing das. The more you're connected to divinity, the more you're connected to Hashem, the less you are missing. Im das kanis, if you got das, machosato, you have no voids. Nothing in the world is empty. Nothing is void because you're connected to God. And you're connected to God. You're accepting that everything that's happening is from God, so God can make it happen. What is das? Das is a makif and a pnim, which is to recognize at all times that there is a makif of Hashem is truly everywhere, that I don't know. The place is always to, so the Rebbe says, so how do you do it? How do you recognize that you don't know? So the Rebbe says there's two messages. There's a message of Meloi Chalarz, the Tzaddik. The Tzaddik, one second, where he has the highest makif, and he's connecting to a makif of Olam Haba, and that's giving light into a pnim of Olam Hazeh, which something is lemala ben azman, that's going into something that's in zman. So the tzaddik is ochet shemayi v'aretz, he has this bechina of koil, that he's able to hold on to both worlds, and what does he do? So for the dorei mala, he tells you, mecha misa mapesh pashto, what did you achieve? You know nothing. And which is ayeh, I don't know anything, where are you Hashem? I don't see you Hashem. And for the Dorei Mata, the people who are Madrega Tachtoina, Shoich Neyofa, that the Mamish in the world, Shol Tachti is Mamish, the Rebbe says, there he's telling, the Tzaddik is telling him, Meloi Chalorz Kavod. So he said, that's the same message. The tzaddik's message is the same Torah. It's not two different Torahs. It's the same Torah. One Torah. What I'm chapping, I'm trying to take you into this space. That if you look at everything as God, that's all you got to do. I know nothing. How do you look at everything as God? There's no me. I know nothing. It's whatever you send me, however it comes, whatever it is, I am here to be a reactive recipient to whatever happens in my life, and always think it's you behind this. It's you behind this. And if I can do that, that means I am connecting the makif to my pnim. Inside, I know that you control everything, but I don't know how to see it outside, but I believe it. And I'm accepting that everyone knows. Everyone knows the message. Everyone. There's no one that doesn't know the message personally, what Hashem is sending him. We don't want to accept it. We don't want to believe it. So we look at, what's the global message? Well, I'd rather go to the global message than the individual message, because if I have to take the individual message, I have to stop my life. I have to stop my life. I want to go on to Israel. Maybe I shouldn't go to Israel right now if I take the message as personal. So I'd rather not take a personal message. Let me take the message global. Come to me, Nachman, tell me a good word, Lashon Hara. Okay, good. For 2 days, less Lashon Hara. Feel good, justified, check box. Guys in Australia, Jews in Australia, I'm with you, Rachmanis, I felt you. No. No. So the message, I can't tell you the message. You know the message. No, give up you. Mesiris Nefesh. Self-sacrifice. Wherever there's a you, make less you. Take off one layer of you. That is what Hashem wants from me.